Funding for anything you ever wanted to know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education.
From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Starting off today, an email from last week. And by the way, today is Friday the 14th of July. Those of you keeping up there on the podcast, and we're thrilled to have your questions and answers today. Jenny and Irving emailed us at anything@kera.org. She says, I'm looking for a jeweler who can work on an unusual piece. She says, I have a 15th century relic encased in a bubble of some kind of glue or plastic set in a cheap modern necklace medallion and would like to get it extracted and reset in a nicer piece. She says the relic is a scrap of cloth that would need to be cleaned, so I'm probably looking for something more than an average jeweler. I would prefer the DFW area, so I don't have to send it away, as it's from the 15th century. If you have an idea for Jenny, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Karen says via email, I have furniture, including an extra-large bookcase and office desk that need to be out of the house by July 24th. She says, I'm looking for a charitable organization that can come pick up a variety of furniture and other household goods and clothing. I know I can't be too picky at this point, but my preference is one that actually uses or distributes rather than selling in a thrift store. We've had Arlington Mission recommended before on the air, and there are some other ones out there. We'll get a couple of suggestions for you, Karen. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Gregory, North Carolina, says, my question involves hurricanes in the Pacific developing west of Mexico. He says, I was watching the Weather Channel and saw a tropical low developing just off the coast of Mexico is moving west-northwest. The initial predicted path was for further westward movement away from the coast. Living in North Carolina, we often see systems develop and move off the coast of Africa, travel west into the Gulf of Mexico or the Caribbean, then curve north and northeast, moving inland or up the eastern coast. So my twofold question, he says, is, has there been a recorded hurricane striking Los Angeles or Southern California? And if not, why do Pacific tropical systems not make that north-northeast turn and come back over the western coast? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. One more before we go to the phones from Roy in Fort Worth, who writes and asks, where and when did the phrase jonesing get started? Like, I'm jonesing for a cigarette. Why the surname Jones instead of Smith or some other surname? I don't know if you were smithing for a cigarette. That'd be kind of weird, but somebody will know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk first today to Ken in Arlington. Hello, Ken.
Hi, I'm trying to find someplace that actually has a real use for used magazines, someplace that wants them.
Well, we've had suggestions before that like high school art teachers or junior high or elementary school art teachers might have a use for them. So you might call your local school district and see if they can put you in touch with a teacher. People have recommended taking them to places like Half Price Books before. And, you know, you can call ahead and see if they want, you know, 10 years worth of National Geographics or something like that. But those are two we've had before, but we'll see if we get some recommendations in Arlington.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet, Ken. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Elizabeth, also in Arlington. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Jeff. I have an answer for the jonesing question.
Okay.
There was an area in Manhattan in the 60s called Jones Alley that was known for a lot of drug addiction. Mm-hmm. And so the jonesing didn't come from a surname. It came from a street name. And it became synonymous with addiction. And so, therefore, the craving for a cigarette would be that of an addict.
Wow. That's a great answer, Elizabeth. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Right out the gate, a very definitive-sounding answer. It sounds good to me. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington, which is what Tony did. And Tony says, for your next show, I'm looking for a DFW area, quote, pastry shop that sells cakes, pies, and treats like Mike's Pastry in Boston, Mass. Does anybody know where to get cakes, pies, and treats like they have at Mike's Pastry in Boston, Mass? Our illegal rooter in residence in the other room is thumbs-upping that, by the way. That's Stephen Becker. Roots for Boston, by the way. But apparently he's had Mike's Pastry and says he's nodding knowingly. So anybody know where to find something like that? Let's see. Justin tweeted, I normally don't read these, but he says, I've been smithing for anything you ever wanted to know all week. So thanks, Justin. And Albert tweeted, where can I find someplace to practice conversational Italian? I took Italian in college and use an app to keep it up, but would really like to practice it. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. One more from the Twitter, and we'll go back to the phones. Greg wants to know if is there a pool in the Dallas area, preferably, that regularly offers swimming for dogs? You know, they do usually let dogs into some pools on, like, the last day of the season. I know that because my wife has taken our dogs to various pools around North Texas on the last day, like the last day of summer swim season. But I don't know about a regular place. They do have that swimming area at the White Rock Lake Dog Park that people take their dogs to. It's like a dog swimming area. Call us, 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Jerry in Fort Worth. Hey, Jerry.
Howdy. With a jewelry problem,
yeah.
If you can locate a man named Jack Nalbandian, his place was originally called, it may still be, Silver Wings or Golden Wings, and he was on Beltline. I understand that he's now either in Louisville or Addison, but Jack custom made two or three rings for me and did multiple repairs. The guy is honest, and he's a wizard at what he does. If you can find him, his name is Jack Nalbandian. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Terry calling from Dallas. Hello, Terry.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for the show.
You bet.
I just want to pass on the information about the person who wants to make sure that the furniture he wants to donate at least to leave immediately be directly used for people that need it. And the furniture store is a nonprofit that actually helps people get furniture and housing, furniture in their new housing. And it's a direct hit. They'll go directly to families who need the furniture.
Very good. The furniture store.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
As well as the Habitat for Humanity Restore. The Restore will take on furniture that goes directly into the hands of people as well. That way you know it's going somewhere to a good use.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Mari in Dallas. Hello, Mari.
Hi there.
Hey there. You're on.
I'm calling about to the person that has the 15th century relic.
Yeah.
I'm asking her to not remove it from the bubble and get the cloth clean. She doesn't want to do that. If it's a true relic, it actually should have a certificate. A first-class relic is from a saint, and it would be a part of their body, bone or hair. A second-class relic is a piece of clothing or something that they actually wore, and it's valuable just like it is. So she would not want it to remove it from the bubble. She could put it in a different setting, but she really would not want to do that.
And if it's really 500 years old or so, the cloth might not be... It might not survive any kind of cleaning.
It has more value as it is.
Okay.
It would have even more value if she has a certificate.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Jonathan tweeted Emporium Pies. I believe that's probably in response to the bakery recommendation. Bart says only two tropical cyclones have hit California. It's very rare due to water off the California coast being too cold to support cyclones. So there's an answer on that. That's right. They are cyclones. Susan tweeted, I'm looking for delicious pupusas in the area. She says, I've had the ones at Gloria's. I'm looking for something a little more authentic. Anybody know where to find Salvadoran food, I think, is what we're talking about there. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And by the way, I retweet those. So if you get on the Twitter, you can answer people yourself. And I might just read the response too. And I retweet more than I'm able to get to on the air, because as they say, the Twitter's been blowing up on the show a little bit. At least that's what I've heard down the hall. is that what people say? Do they say Twitter's blowing up? Thumbs up from Samantha Guzman. I'm with it, people. I'm still relevant. Gianna in Princeton emailed anything at kera.org and says, I wonder if there's anyone out there who might have photos of the murals that used to be inside Big Town Mall in Mesquite. She says, is there any place online or an archive anywhere where I can view artworks from around DFW that have been destroyed or painted over? So, A, the murals that used to be in Big Town Mall in Mesquite, and is there a lost public artwork online archive for DFW anywhere? 800-933-5372. Anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Bryant says, I have a vintage campaign poster that I'd like to display, but it's in terrible condition. I've looked online for places that specialize in poster restoration, but I haven't found any locally. Does anyone know where I could take my poster to get it restored? So a paper restorer, something like that. Let's see. This is from Elaine, who writes, I make tea occasionally, less than once a week, but I like to use my copper tea kettle. She says, I always use fresh water so it doesn't stand in the copper. Is there any danger of heavy metal contamination? 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Suni in Dallas. Hello, Suni.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I'm calling to answer the questions from one of your listeners regarding where to donate old magazines.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the VA hospital in South Dallas and the nearby community living center would probably be very glad to receive some old magazines. My father has been in the hospital and then in the community living center for several months now. And whenever I visit, he mentions that he and many of the residents there would love magazines because it seems like they don't have many at all there. So, if that listener hears this and could maybe drop off some magazines in that place, then my father and many of the residents there would be very happy.
Well, Sydney, that's a great recommendation. Thanks so much. And sorry your father's been having some health problems. And thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. I got a second on that at anything@kera.org from Paul in Dallas, who says, try the VA hospital for magazine donations. That is a fantastic suggestion. Let's see. On the furniture, Lamont says, St. Vincent de Paul and Habitat for Humanity will accept used furniture. Melanie says, Gateway of Grace furnishes apartments for refugees settling in Dallas. A good cause, she says. I'm not sure if they pick up, but they need good, clean furniture and other household items. So thanks, Melanie, for recommending Gateway of Grace. You can get your email in the hopper, anything@kera.org. You can call us, 800-933-5372. Or you can tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But stay with us. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org, or, of course, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Right now, though, our associate producer, Samantha Guzman, has stepped into the studio. Sam, what you got for us this week?
Hang on, she's on two.
There you go. And go.
We had a question from Twitter last week about the weather. Our listener wanted to know two things. One, have we been getting more rain than usual this summer? And two, if so, what's the cause?
So what'd you find out?
I talked with Jason Godwin. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth. He says we are getting more rain than usual.
Starting with the month of June, we actually did have rainfall pretty well above normal. In fact, June was the fifth wettest month on record for Dallas-Fort Worth. During that month, too, we had, it looks like, at least three events that produced more than 1 inch of rain in a 24-hour period, most notably on the 24th when we had an event that actually dropped 3.84 inches of rain at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. So, yes, June was rather above average, and then the beginning of July started off fairly wet, too, with one 1-inch event on the 1st of July, and then one that was very close to an inch on the 6th.
Okay, so we have been getting a lot more rain. Why?
Well, here's what Jason had to say about that.
Normally in the summer, we get kind of a large upper-level ridge of high pressure that builds in over this region, and that usually begins sometime in June, but during June, that ridge, we're kind of contracted back over the desert southwest, over, you know, Arizona, Utah, areas like that, leading to well above normal temperatures there. And since that area of high pressure was not really over us, that just kind of allowed, you know, from the heat of the day, thunderstorms to develop during the afternoon, as well as getting some overnight activity with some cold front activity that we had in June as well, bringing those lines of thunderstorms that we kind of got. Those in particular were the ones that we were getting late at night. Like I said, with that ridge of high pressure over to the west, it just kind of allowed more storm activity than we normally see this time of year.
There you have it, the definitive answer. Sam, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got a few really quick responses on the pupusa question. Let's see. Julie says there is a great little place in an old Dairy Queen off Baker Boulevard in Richland Hills called Casita Salvadoreña. Tony says there's a small place in Keller called Tacusas, tacos and pupusas. He says that is very good. I just ate there for lunch. He says it was very tasty. We got an email from Shaw who says 7-Eleven sells pupusas. I think we were trying to hew more authentic, but great for the heads up on that. Kita says for great pupusas and El Salvadoran food, El Mana, M-A-N-A. El Mana has locations in Dallas and Grand Prairie. And Derek, all the way from Toronto, Canada, on the Twitter, says Zagwan is a place to find authentic Salvadoran food. And let's see, we got a tweet from Full Time who says Fiesta Mart. Now, Illinois and Westmoreland has good ones. So there's a bunch. Oh, one more here. John says El Salvador Pupusas on West Irving Boulevard. I'll retweet that with the address. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to a very patient Dawn in Arlington. Hello, Dawn.
Hi. I just wanted to give some ideas on the antique furniture for something that old and delicate. I would suggest that they call either the Dallas Museum of Art or Kimball Art Museum in Fort Worth, and those folks would be able to give you some good references.
Oh, you're talking about the relic, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Bart in Addison. Hello, Bart.
Hey, Jeff. First off, I wanted to say thank you for retweeting me earlier about the hurricane question.
You
and
bet.
I've got a little bit more expanded answer for you on that.
Okay.
So California has relatively cold temperatures in the water off its coast. In fact, it rarely gets above 70 degrees out there. And for any tropical cyclone, you need to have temperatures really above 80 degrees at the sea surface to be able to support a tropical cyclone. basically whether it's a tropical storm or a full-blown hurricane, they're giant heat exchange engines that take that sea surface heat and re-exchange it back into the atmosphere. Another thing with hurricanes is when they do form off the very warm waters along the Central American coast, they move off to the west and north and not straight up towards California. And so a lot of times that curvature just doesn't quite bring them around towards us. But even when they do get sent up our way, they typically become post-tropical and big-time rain producers when they make it, as opposed to a full-blown hurricane or tropical cyclone.
Very good. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Darlene in Fort Worth. Hey, Darlene.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, you're on. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I just had a comment on the Jonesing question, Jonesing mm-hmm. for a cigarette or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did hear the previous caller, but I had another thought. I always thought that Jonesing for something meant really wanting it, and it seemed to me that it came from keeping up with the Joneses, which then I guess might lead to a research on why we talk about keeping up with the Joneses. Anyway, those are my thoughts on that.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tex in Eustis. Hey, Tex.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I had a response to the person who was looking for a real jeweler to deal with a piece of jewelry in a bubble.
Uh-huh.
The jewelry box in Cedar Hill, Texas, that is owned and run by Harold Stroud, not Harold with a D, but H-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the last real jeweler left on the face of the earth. If he cannot do whatever it is they need to have done to it, he will know someone who does.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We were talking about bakery, pastry, stuff like that. Lee says, come to Denton between at Candy Haven and at Ravelin Bakery, Lucy's Bakery, and others. We've got you covered. So there's a vote for Denton from Lee on Twitter. And we got an email from Christine who says, we stop at Mike's every trip to Boston. It's hard to find something similar here. Try Carlo's Bake Shop at Northwest Highway in Preston for some good Italian pastries that come close, Christine says. Carlo's Bake Shop at Northwest Highway in Preston. We got another baking, it's like baking show Friday. Another baking question from Tracy, who says, since moving to Dallas over 4 years ago, I've been unable to find any really good authentic French bread, including baguettes and rolls. Any suggestions on where to look? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Connor in Garland. Hey, Connor.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I have a additional response to the El Salvadorian food.
Okay.
There's a good place in Garland off Shiloh and Miller. It's called Pupuseria Lillian, and it's excellent. It's always packed.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling.
All right. Yep.
Got another one on this via email, anything at kera.org. From Cecilia, who says, Mi Canton Latino restaurant off Irving Boulevard and South Irving near Fiesta is a good place for pupusas. Mi Canton Latino. Let's see. We got an email about the poster restoration question. A couple of them. Let's see. Ozzy says the Center for Art Conservation in the Fair Park area. Ask for Trish. She specializes in paper restoration. I know Trish at the Center for Art Conservation. Okay. And let's see. Connie says Riddell Rare Maps and Fine Art in Uptown does paper restoration and conservation. They can help you with your poster. So a couple of votes on that. Mark says regarding that 15th century jewelry, I'd recommend getting an appraisal from someone at Heritage Auctions first. Then they could recommend someone that might could do some work without destroying the value of that 15th century relic. Cal in Benbrook asks, does anyone know where the golf stop in West Fort Worth went. He says they closed when the Boaz Golf Course converted to a dog park. Anybody know if they've set up shop someplace else? The Golf Stop in West Fort Worth. And Ashley emailed us and said the DASH Network, which is the DFW Asylum Seeker Housing in Fort Worth, is a religious charity that helps asylum seekers get set up with furnished apartments as they try to get settled in the area. She says they gladly take used furniture, but pickup is designated on certain days when they have pending apartment setups. You can email them info@dashnetwork.net to find out more information, or contact the director, Ashley Freeman, at dashministry@gmail.com to see if they're accepting donations. So the DASH Network, DFW Asylum Seeker Housing. Sounds like a lead on getting that furniture donated to somebody who could really use it. And, you know, maybe there's, in the next 10 days, they'll need something and they can time it just right. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Garrett in Granbury. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you. I have an answer about the person curious about boiling water in copper. And from what I understand, boiling or just drinking water from copper is actually really it's a natural purifier. It kills microbacteria naturally. And I've actually heard that throwing coins into water fountains is like a practice from antiquity, from like the ancient Rome. They would throw coins to purify the water in the fountain. Hmm. So, yeah, it's a bit of history, and I think that person should not worry about metal contamination or anything like that. So.
Thanks for calling, Garrett.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's see, we got an email on this from Mike, who says, copper isn't a heavy metal in the class of lead, cadmium, or strontium. It's listed on my multivitamins, he says, and the recommended daily allowance is 2 milligrams. So, I think we've got a consensus on that as well. Caleb says, my wife and I went on a mission trip to Haiti about 7 years ago and sampled some spicy peanut butter while there. We wanted to know if there's anywhere here that we could buy it. Haitian spicy peanut butter. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Michelle calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey there.
I'm wondering if there's anywhere in DFW where you can pick your own fresh flowers and maybe even cultivated flowers.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody knows.
Thank you.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Tom calling from Dallas. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I have a question. I drink a lot of electrolyte-enhanced beverages, which, to my knowledge, are good for hydration. But I've noticed, like, on a lot of electrolyte-enhanced waters, like Smart Water, stuff like that, they tend to say, with electrolytes, and then in small text, it says, for flavor. And I'm wondering why it says for flavor and not for hydration or something like that, if there's some kind of legal reason that they have to say with electrolytes for flavor. So yeah.
All right.
That's my question.
We'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Got an email from Vanessa. He says, I have several old first edition books from American horror writers such as H.P. Lovecraft and Clark Ashton Smith. I'm looking for an appraiser to get a written appraisal and also for a way to find book collectors that may want to buy some of them. Anybody have a tip for Vanessa to get those books appraised and possibly to connect with collectors? Matt says via email, for French Bread in Dallas, Village Baking Company, at University in 75. He says they also have a storefront on Lower Greenville. He says amazing French breads and pastries. So there's one vote for French bread. And Karen says, I found that many Vietnamese bakeries have some of the best French bread. We also got an email from Esther, who says, by far the best bakery we have found in the area is a Belgian family-owned and run place in Plano called Millstone Bakery. on Legacy Drive. So, and Esther says it's authentic European bread and says their croissants are to die for. So there's several, Village Baking Company, Vietnamese bakeries in general, and Millstone Bakery for the French bread. Let's get an answer on this as well from Therese in Dallas. Hey, Therese.
Hi there.
Go right ahead.
I'm just going to mimic what everybody else is saying about the bread. I am traveling a lot to and from Europe. Mm-hmm. I found the closest thing in Dallas that you can get is indeed at Village Baking at University Drive and 75. It's on the east side of 75 on University.
Yeah, and their parking lot is right there next to the dart tracks.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know it well, obviously. Anybody who is a lover of croissants and baguettes, as I and my husband are, go there frequently. So I would highly recommend it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Let's see. We got an answer on this at 800-933-5372 from Cheryl in Fort Worth. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Well, I was wanted to call and put the Fort Worth Bakery side in. The Black Rooster Bakery, it's on Forest Park Drive, and they have the best baguettes, just like you would get at a friend.
The Black Rooster?
Black Rooster Cafe.
All right.
Well, they've just expanded, but it's the Black Rooster Bakery, but now it's Black Rooster Bakery and Cafe.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
800-933-5372 is the telephone number. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Jennifer did. And says Jennifer says the best pupusas is at Taqueria La Pasadita on Carroll, Columbia in Lakewood. Jennifer says there's a restaurant in the back of the convenience store at La Pasadita. Or Taqueria La Pasadita on Carroll, Columbia in Lakewood. All right. I've retweeted so you can find her directions at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. More of your questions and comments coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Funding for Anything You Ever Wanted to Know comes from SMU Continuing and Professional Education, offering courses in art, literature, film, history, and languages, as well as professional certificates and test preparation. Registration online at smu.edu/CAPE.
It is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We have a podcast every week that you can download. You can click and listen to at kera.org/anything. You can subscribe there. You can find it on your podcast app or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast. We'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast, absolutely free. And, you know, if you have a question, you couldn't stay tuned, you can always listen on your own schedule. Check that out at kera.org/anything. But right now, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Noni calling from Arlington. Hello, Noni.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been looking for years now for someone who works with leather and suede. I have a very fine jacket that my husband used to wear. He's passed away, but it's been in my closet for many years now, and I keep looking at it thinking, you know, I could have this jacket recut so that I can wear it, mm-hmm. so it's just not hanging there. But I'm afraid to take it just anywhere. So if anybody out there has any idea where there's somebody who can recut and remake this jacket, and do a nice job of it, it would be a great help to me.
All right. Well, we'll see if we have somebody who can, you know, if somebody has an answer that can help you.
Okay. All thank right. you very much.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Amy in Denton. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
We recently went to Oregon, and we went to the plush area where you can mine Oregon sunstone. So I have a whole bunch of Oregon sunstones, and I'm wondering if there's a place in the DFW area where I can sell these, or, you know, where can I take them? I've also got some other things, that other larger rocks that aren't quite as nice.
Oregon sunstones. So they're totally raw. You haven't polished them or cut them or anything yet?
Nothing.
All right. Well,
they're just,
what do they look like?
Well, they're different colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're a kind of a clear yellow. They've got a little copper, but some of them are green, some of them are red, and some of them have like a line going through them, like agate. Mm-hmm. Some of them are multicolor, so they go from one color to another.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has a recommendation for you. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Greg did that and says, copper is toxic. Copper cookware is lined. And he linked to a Wikipedia article. Also got, he also said pennies made before 1983 are pure copper and more toxic. He says, compare the patina of a pre and post 1983 copper clad zinc penny, and you'll see more of a green color than an orange color. Doc tweeted and says, for fresh flower picking, Texas tulips is a bit pricey, but fun for picking and picture taking. So there is, I retweeted that from Doc with a picture. It says, see you next spring. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We got a couple more emails on the French baguette and French bakery question. Mia says, for our French bakery, try the Boulangerie at 1921 Greenville Avenue. I think that's Lower Greenville in Dallas. Boulangerie at 1921 Greenville Avenue. And Madeline says, for French baguettes, check out the Bastille Festival today in the Bishop Arts District. It's Bastille and Bishop today. It is Bastille Day today. Madeline says there are lots of French food vendors there, including bread vendors. So that might be a solution if you just need one right now and a huge party to go to. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Warren calling from Dallas. Hello, Warren.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
It's hard to concentrate after someone says Village Bakery about five times per minute. So I got to wipe my drool off for a second.
I live with a big fan as well. So.
Oh, man. I cannot drive past there without attempting to spend
right,
my life
I think
saving.
That's the idea.
Yeah. They got it good. I have a old Ham's beer sign from the mid-50s that has lights inside and a motor that kind of changes the image of the lights from the front. And I know you get these questions a lot. I know you have, like, numbers in your head by now, but I'm never around to hear the answer. I just need someplace that can fix the little motor and the light bulb and maybe put a new cord on this old Ham's beer sign.
It's not a neon sign, right? It's the kind
that's not
lit.
A neon sign.
Right.
It's a little incandescent light bulb behind a little plastic display.
And the scenes move or something on
it? Yeah, it has a little wheel that makes it. It's pretty funny. It has a moon. It has the, it looks like a log cabin, like you're looking through a log cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And the sky is at night, and it's little whole pinholes poked in it where it looks like the stars. And the little wheel behind it makes it look like where there all of a sudden little beer steins appear in the stars.
Someone will know where to get, because you said the motor's out or the cord's out or both need
to
be replaced.
Yeah, just the motor's out. I need a new cord for it. It's been butchered before I got it, and it worked for a while.
Somebody will have a suggestion for it. If not today, since we're getting close to the end, maybe next week.
Okay. Thanks. I'll see you at Billy's Bakery.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jay in Addison. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hey there. Go right ahead.
When it comes to the electrolytes,
yeah.
The electrolytes have that little fine print in there So the consumer does not think that there is any nutritional value to that. When you're trying to hydrate, the most important thing is water, and except for at the end of very long things like marathons and stuff like that, you don't really need to worry about replenishing electrolytes. However, some of the large drink manufacturers leave that information out to increase sales.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bob calling from Dallas. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I'm hoping you can settle a argument that I've been having with my wife in the kitchen.
Okay.
And it's about what the best thing, the most environmental thing to do with your leftover food.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better to take that organic material and throw it away so that it winds up in a landfill? Or does it make more sense to use the garbage disposal?
Well, there's a third option, too, which is to start a little compost pile in the backyard and then to use that compost to fertilize your flower beds and your lawn and all that stuff. Where do you stand on the argument?
Well, I'm firmly on the incinerator side. You know, if the food is going to wind up in a landfill, it's just going to
So I think, and our fantastic audience will immediately correct me if I'm wrong, but I think when you put solid waste down the sewer system, it has to be removed at the water treatment plant, and then guess what? They take it to a landfill. The solid waste gets strained out.
Don't you need some organic material in the water treatment? Isn't that actually good for the water?
I can't answer that, but I know that they pull, I mean, because everybody has a toilet or two in their house, and the solid waste that goes down that has to be removed from the water before it can be passed on back into the water system. So I think either of those solutions is going to the landfill, but the you know, you're paying for it either way, basically. And that I'm basically, you know, I'm essentially a supporter of the compost side. So, but we'll see what other people think. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Okay, in a little bit.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Mark calling from Hutchins. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, bud, I got a comment on the lady with the first edition book. She said she had some drama writer books. Jeff, I've bought and sold books for years. And it's just, I can't tell her in this area because I'm not from this area where to take these books or where to sell them. But the last thing she wants to do is take books that she has for sale to a collector for an appraisal. Believe me, I appraise books. They're going to appraise them and offer you a lowball price, and they're going to have a top price buyer for those books. If she wants to take those books to a dealer and have them graded for the purpose of quality, that's one thing. But, Jeff, the best place to look for a current value of a book you've got for sale, believe it or not, is on eBay. And you don't look at the price of what people are asking for the books. Have somebody that knows how eBay works, have them check and find out what past issues of those same books have sold for. And that will give her a current market value.
So there's more to this whole process than just appraisal and sale. There's a grading process. There's a little bit more research that needs to be done. And then are there appraisers who can actually appraise it for you, but you're not running the risk of having them lowball you just to buy it from you at a lower price?
That's the risk. Jeff, I tell people all the time, I'm an estate sailor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a buyer. I'm a seller. You never take your grandma's jewelry to a jeweler who advertises on the side of his building, "We buy your grandma's jewelry." You never take an antique car to a dealer that advertises, "We buy antique cars," because they're going to lowball you, and they're going to. As a buyer and a seller, Jeff, I've got countless books, notebooks full of buyers for whatever I can purchase.
And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of dealers out there right now, okay, madder than all get out at me.
Okay.
But if you want to go to a dealer and get a certified appraisal, he may charge you.
Okay.
A lot of these guys, if they think you're not going to sell that book to them, they're going to charge you and can charge you up to 30% of the appraisal price. You don't want an appraisal from a dealer. Have him grade that book. The overall condition of the jacket, the cover, the pages, the overall condition of that book. Get it graded and find out what a comparable book of that particular first edition and that the quality of that book, the grade of that book, has sold in the past on eBay. Remember, eBay is a worldwide market. I've sold Harley Davidson motorcycles to fellows in Bangkok,
sure,
Thailand.
Of course. Hey, Mark, I think we got it. So thanks so much. Really appreciate the call, though.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Brink in Dallas. Hello, Brink.
Hi, I've got a suggestion for the woman who's looking for a tailor that works on suede.
Sure.
Harry's Tailor. It's on Preston, I guess, kind of between 635 and Alpha Road. I took the leather jacket there. I have it cut down a little bit for me a few months ago, and you did a fantastic job.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Let's see. From Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, Jonathan says, no meat in a compost pile, which is one of the rules, I believe. Paul tweeted and says, for the leather jacket, Clint Wilkinson in Denton is an amazing, this is what Paul says on Twitter, amazing leather worker who I believe can do commissioned work. So that's retweeted that. And let's see, back to the phones, 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Rudy in Fort Worth. Hey, Rudy.
Hi. The lady that called about the needing a suede or leather jacket, my father just passed away, and mother had collected designer dresses that he had given her, and she never threw them away. But after he passed away, she was in the same situation. She wanted to wear something that he'd given her. And so I took her to a place in Fort Worth called Clothes Carpenters. They're on Vickery. And I knew this place had been around a long time, and they did an excellent job rebuilding the dresses pretty much from scratch, because over the couple of decades, she'd gotten a little shorter and a little thinner. But they did a great job bringing back a memory from my father. Maybe that will help your caller.
Thanks so much, Rudy.
Thank you.
Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Samantha Guzman is our associate producer. And, of course, you can find our free podcast at kera.org/anything. Email us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions over the weekend to anything at kera.org. Or we can connect via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Thanks so much to everyone for listening and for writing and calling in. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.